The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Hello, everybody. This is Ed Hurst. From the late 1960s into the early 70s, there were four gentlemen from the coal region of Frackville, Pennsylvania, who were regulars on my TV show, Summertime at the Pier. And I recall them quite well. They were the Jordan Brothers, a group who had unbelievable talent, charisma, and certainly a legion of fans. And I can remember Joe Grady and I traveled to one of their dances in Mahanoy City, and there must have been 10,000 kids there. Just unbelievable.
Eddie Collins, nice talking to you about the Jordan Brothers. I do remember the guys very, very well in the early days of rock and roll. As a matter of fact, they used to come to the Highland Record Hops years ago. And they used to tear it up, a bunch of teenage idols, and they're a very exciting bunch of guys, and their memory should and music should live forever and ever and ever. I'll never forget the Jordan Brothers.
Hi, everybody. This is Frank Jordan of the Jordan Brothers. You're going to hear some great things today on the show, so stay tuned, all right? We're going to be talking about some of the music that had stories with it, and even some of the groups that came into northern Pennsylvania. Tell you what, it's all here today on Father Drucker's Doo-Wop Show.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new doo-wop music and caring for the military veterans, especially in the Philadelphia area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in the studio and by phone here on Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HE2.
Hi, this is T. Morgan reminding you to listen to Father Jim Drucker, not only on Outside FM Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock, but also Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock on WWDB. Father Jim Drucker, the doo-wop priest from Philadelphia.
Frank, can you give me a little some loving? Will you give me on the air right now on the radio?
You want a little bit of the vocals, do you?
Give me 10 seconds. Come on. Give me some loving.
You know, that was done when I was 16, 17.
Shut up your face. You're on the Jim Drucker show.
Give me some loving.
Listen, I can't tell you how pleased I am on Philadelphia Radio, WWDB AM 860, simulcast PENFM. The number here is 888-329-3306. I am so gifted today and so blessed to have with me the famed
Skook,
Frank Jordan of the famous Jordan Brothers. You heard two songs. The first one was the one that was the great one, the Jordan Brothers. And we have with us here Billy Carlucci, Eddie Collins. Say hello, Billy, to the audience.
Hello there, everybody.
Eddie.
Hi, everybody.
And Eddie's my nephew and my godson. Janine, say hi.
Hi, folks.
And Doc will be in a few seconds to give us some lovely thoughts as a psychologist and a U.S. Air Force psychologist, doctor. Listen, it's great to be on the air. And Frank, you were with three young men back in the, late 50s, early 60s?
Well, we were into the 60s at this time, around 63.
Would you please share your brothers' names? And I think you're the only living member. May they rest in peace. God bless them.
May they will. Thank you so much. Yeah, Joe was the oldest, all right, my oldest brother. And then below me came Bob. So it was Joe, Frank, Bob. And then a little breather. And then came Louie.
Now, you were the sax player, but later you went into playing bass and guitar?
Absolutely. You know, back in the 50s, the sax was so dominant. It played just about every doo-wop record there were. So it was a very popular instrument. And, you know, unfortunately, we just lost a fellow member on Jamie Guyton, Duane Eddy.
Oh, great guitar
player. He'd come out and play guitar.
Rebel Rouser, Cannonball.
Never caught on really much, just certain guys singly came out with a guitar. Link Ray was one.
Rumble,
but
great song.
When the Beatles came out.
Swan Records, they were in Swan. Link Ray.
Link Ray.
Label.
Oh, yeah, Rumble.
That's right.
A couple others.
That's right.
Sort of bounced below there, but the Beatles come out, and it was guitar. You know, so I switched over to being gifted in a way. Thank the Lord for that.
What year?
I said around with the Beatles, what was it?
63, 64.
Yeah, they're 63, 64.
I thought
64.
It was way after that, but, you know, I could get messed up with that because, you know, being 72.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. We had Georgie Young on not too long ago, and Georgie played sax on all of the Cameo Parkway hits.
Oh, okay.
We had him for a full hour, and what a great! And as you said, every rock and roll record had to have a sax, and the sax took over. It was kind of the heart, the soul of that song.
Even slow tunes, when that'd come on, that sax would come on, and wow!
Baritone sax, tenor sax.
Yeah, I was tenor.
Alto sax.
I was tenor.
Absolutely. Yeah. On most of the hit records of rock and roll, and we have with us today our resident co-host Billy Carlucci, known also as Billy Carroll. Billy, you have something to do with the Jordan Brothers. Tell the story.
Well, I met the guys in New York City with Eddie and everybody, and we happened to hear this record in England. We decided to cover it.
What year?
1963.
Okay.
Six.
Four. Six.
66, yeah.
66.
Okay.
How did I get 62?
Thank God Eddie's
for
here.
Me.
He's the historian of the Jordan Brothers.
Don't
ask
me. I'll keep you on track, Bill. Don't worry, man.
We were in Mirror Sound Studios, and the guys came in, and they did the whole track in like an hour or half or something like that.
So they laid down the track. That's all.
Well, Mirror Sound was a great studio. A lot of people. Phil Spector cut there. Everybody cut there. We were very happy with the results we got from that.
Well, let's go back to England. You were in England, and what happened in England?
Well, Spencer Davis came out with the Give Me Some Lovin'.
But you got an acetate and brought it back first, did you not?
Yeah, we got an acetate.
Tell the audience. They don't understand what an acetate is, Billy Carlucci,
well,
Ranger,
the demo demo pressing of the master before it comes out.
Ashley Lathe.
We got a copy of it, all right? And it wasn't supposed to come out as a single, but we had a copy, so we covered it right away. And Shelby Singleton, the Vice President of Mercury, says, yeah, go in and cut it right now.
Fantastic.
And we did with Joe Vanieri.
Now, Frank, when the record was out, you shared with me by phone that it was a hit record on WBZ. WBZ in Boston, Dick Summer is one of my co-disc jockeys on OnsideFM.com, and we had T. Morgan on last week. But anyway, BZ charted at top 10. It sold almost 100,000 records in a week. That's
first
before
week.
Spencer
first
Davis
week.
Brought it out, after you brought it out.
Yeah.
And share that story.
Well, you know, when Dick Biondi, I think, was the disc jockey.
Oh, you're kidding me. KBW, fantastic. The Italian stallion.
But the BZ Boston, yeah, they got a hold of the record and started playing it. And the kids were going to our dances. Said, oh, my God, I heard your record. And it's on BZ Boston. And I said, yeah, really? And I didn't even know it, to be honest with you. So when I went in, I listened to it and came over to rehear, and I went, wow, that Billy Carlucci, he's a god. And no, the record really did good, and it sold 80,000 records in the first week. I don't want to correct you on that. We were so excited, and my own record company had a promotion manager, Herbie Gordon. I don't know if you remember Herbie.
I remember him. He was a promo man. Part
great guy, great guy. He comes up to me and he goes, well, how's it feel to have a hit? Well, we go, oh, yeah, great, you know. But the record was doing that gangbusters, and I heard, now, you know this part of the story, Spencer Davis and the band heard it, that it was doing so well. Am I correct?
Yep.
And then,
well, actually, there's more to that. And a lot of times, this story's not heard, you know. But actually, you're right, Billy. You took the acetate, and that was the first version that came out in England. It wasn't supposed to come out in the States. And what happened was that, naturally, you guys did the great Jordan Brothers thing. Essex Music, I believe, was owned by Chris Blackwell and Jimmy Miller,
right,
who held the publishing.
Right.
And they heard about 80,000 copies being sold every week, and they said, wait a minute, I think we missed the boat here. So they went back in and had the Spencer Davis Group recut the whole record. They sped up the tempo. Now you had Stevie Winwood singing more aggressively, like Ray Charles. He's going to the moon with it. You've got the gal gospel singers on there. You've got the cowbell, the Wurlitzer piano. And what happens is that now they're going to release this here in America. And you remember, Father Jim, working at WYNS, right? Lee Height in Pennsylvania.
The Nifty 1150, absolutely.
Exactly.
Allentown, Lee Height.
Your station was playing both versions of this record in December 1966. So when it comes out, now everybody's kind of confused. Which version are we playing? I mean, what's going on?
You know what I told Shelby Center? We got to go back in the studio and put violins and strings in the big
one. No.
Well, anyhow, it ran into a competition. You know, you said BZ, you know, was hot on it. It was number one in February, the first week of February of 1967. So there's a competition happening, and something's got to break here. Which song do we play? Which one, you know, is going to be a hit or whatever? But anyhow, I remember Frank talking, you know, to me in essence about this, is that when this all happened with this competition, is that Mercury Records say, wait a minute, you guys are going to have to go out and tour and support this record. So are you going to go out and tour, or are we going to get off the record? They had to look at a lot of things. They had 5 nights a week of work, and they were playing all the time. So they decided not to tour, okay? Anyhow, that record still made it to number one on BZ. After all of that, it was a great record and did a lot of things.
And the audience should know that WBZ was a Westinghouse station.
Absolutely,
50,000 watts, 35 states at night when they skipped. We called it skipped. Off the ionosphere, the signal went up and bounced down.
Wow.
35 states. Dick Summer was on all nights, the poet laureate of radio. I love you, Dick. He does my intro. Everybody should kneel when they salute. I'm a priest, etc. Listen, we're going to skip the next one. We're going to go right into the Jordan Brothers and the great song you had on Jamie as well. 2 minutes and 25 seconds. It was a 1958 song. Give us a little readout on Send Me Your Picture.
Send Me Your Picture was the starter of it all, really, because when we got together and my dad decided that we had this song, Send Me Your Picture. Flip side was called Oh Lolly. And he went into Philadelphia on Gerard Avenue and went right to Jamie. The reason we wanted Jamie a record, believe it or not, was the twangy guitar on Dwayne's record. We want that sound. Well, he went and talked to Harry Finfer. I don't know if you guys remember these
Harry
names.
Finfer,
and they also, they were involved with the Universal Record Distributing.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Jamie
Gotten. Yeah.
They owned Universal.
That's right. Absolutely. So, Frank Lipschitz.
Frank.
His son was running the company.
Harry was his dad's name, and then of course Harry Finfer was the guy underneath him. But anyway, we went in and we cut the record along with some other things.
Where did you cut it? Where?
Rico? No.
Record Ward.
Was it?
Oh,
Rico?
My God, yeah. That's a great. That became Sigma Sound. That was on South 12th Street. We cut the day rock and roll dies there. Eddie was 5 years old.
October 12th, 1962.
Eddie was 5 years old, and he laughed at, ah, ha, ha, the rock and roll die, ha, ha. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Enough talking. Let the audience hear the Jordan Brothers and send me your picture. Rock and roll.
Send me a picture. Drop me a line. I'm really lonesome. Please find a time all through the day and all of the night. I keep on waiting for you, dear, to ride. The postman went by. No picture today.
What a great show. Frank Jordan, Eddie Collins Jr., my nephew, godson, Billy Carlucci, Billy Carl, who produced Give Me Some Lovin' on Jamie Guyton, well, Jamie Records for the Jordan Brothers. Doc Savicki's with us. Say a quick hi in the microphone there, Doc, please. And
hello,
Jamie.
My friends. Glad to be here.
And it's great to have you on. Now, listen, you shared with me by phone about a wonderful trip to Los Angeles. You were with the greatest disc jockey who claimed name to fame of rock and roll. Share that story, and you saw some great singers. Share that story, Frank.
I certainly did.
On WWDB.
Yeah. We through that record and a few others, we ended out in California doing a show, and I believe it's the State Theater. It was a movie house.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And the headliner happened to be Jackie Wilson, and I'm going to tell you something.
Wow, he's great.
I seen him perform every day for 2 weeks straight, and every day my jaw dropped. The guy put on a performance that I can't compare it to anything.
Greatest R&B singer ever.
Mr. Excitement, all the things they say, he was that and more. So, yeah, got to meet a guy named Jerry Granahan. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, he's from Pittston, PA, absolutely. Now, Jerry,
No Chemise Please.
Absolutely. And then he also recorded and produced all of Jay and the Americans hits. And I don't know if you know this, I'm going to say it on the air. I haven't never said this before. I contacted Pittston, PA, Borough. I called them and I said, you know, you have somebody very famous for me. Oh, really? Who's that? I said, Jerry Granahan. They said, oh, who's he? And we got talking. They said, well, send me some stuff. So I sent a biog of my own. I printed up a biog on email, sent it to the assistant mayor. He calls me back. He said, Father, it's wonderful. We're going to name Jerry Granahan Day Father Jimmy Drucker because he loved Jerry Granahan. Got it named Jerry Granahan Day on March, the Irish Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Every day, every year now is Jerry Granahan Day.
Is that right?
And when the assistant mayor called me, He said, Father, there should be more friends like you. But now listen, talk about Jackie again. You really loved him, didn't you?
I did. As a matter of fact, I even took parts of his act and then started using it at our own
dances. No, you didn't do that.
Or he did the splits. They're gone. and a lot of other things.
You split and left it clean.
Well, listen, I have a big surprise for you and for the audience of Philadelphia on WWDB 860 AM. In the rafters up in the high and in the phone is a wonderful young man who is the son of Jackie Wilson. I'd like to introduce Bobby and say hello to Frank Jordan, to Eddie, my nephew, Billy Carlucci, songwriter, singer, Janine, and Doc.
Hello, Bob.
Bobby. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Bobby, is it true you're a comedian?
No. Not at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, this is a thrill for me, Bobby, because I've seen your dad perform, and he just influenced me so much that I had to do his part of his act. You could never top him, but you do part of his act in our band, and crowds just jammed up the stage because I don't know if you know it. He used to lay on the floor with the mic.
Yeah,
he was awesome. So back in those days, it was you're awestruck too because this guy's doing so much and sounding good while he's doing it. I mean, his voice was phenomenal. I hear you put on an act like your father.
I think I've been told it's pretty close to him.
That's
some people
great.
Say that. Some people say he handed me everything he had.
I'm sure. I would like to get to see you.
Cool.
Did you get any passes where I can see your next show?
Yeah, I'm going to be up in New York at Mayo Pack next weekend on the 11th.
That sounds great.
And I'm going to be at Tiller Center the very next day, 10th and 11th, I believe.
Well, you sound great, and you sound lively, and it just I know it's going to be a great show because you know what? Everybody's talking about you everywhere I go.
Now, I saw Bobby at Pottstown. At the Pottstown Theater, Tommy Cora Productions, God bless you, Tommy, keeping rock and roll, doo-wop alive, and you were not good, you were phenomenal. You were absolutely a knockout, Bobby. And by the way, Bobby Wilson is a U.S. Navy veteran on Rock and Roll Reveille.
God bless him.
Oh, God bless.
Yes, sir.
Now, Bobby,
share
some of the, you have some gigs coming up. Please share it with our audience.
Yeah, I was letting them know I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at Mayo Pack High School next Friday night. And then Saturday night, I will be at Tiller Center. And then on the 18th, I'll be at the Kirby Center. So I'm not sure where you guys are closest to. The Kirby Center is in Pennsylvania.
That's Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, so we know Harrisburg.
It's Wilkes-Barre, isn't it, Eddie?
It's Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, that's Joe Nardone Productions.
That's May 18th. So... if you're around, I'll definitely throw you some comps and get you in there. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be awesome. So let's hope comes true. Yes.
Yes, sir. I'd love to meet you.
Bobby, thank you so much. I love you. I love you dearly, and God bless you in your future. And we welcome you home, sir, as a Navy veteran. And everybody say we love you, Bobby. We love you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Good luck.
I love you all back.
Hello to your mom.
God bless.
Thank you.
Continue with more music on WWDB. On this month, it is Military Appreciation Month, thanks to Janine, our executive producer. We're continuing with more music. In 1963, this song, Slow Gin, share a little bit about that, Frank.
Slow Gin was an instrumental, and back in those days, instrumentals were really popular. Well, proven by Duane Eddy with his hit, Because They're Young. And so it was almost a must to get down some kind of Jordan Brother type songs that would be instrumental because we all played instruments. Joe played the organ, and of course I was sax at that time. Louis played guitar, and I sort of overdubbed, they call it, in the business, the bass on it. And so Bobby on the drums, we come out with Slow Gin.
Fantastic. We're going to hear it right now on radio on the Father Jim Drucker Show, Philly's Doo-Wop Priest on Rock and Roll Reveille.
Thank you.
When I was researching for the Jordan Brothers Show, here's some acclamations that I read on the internet. Remember this great rock group, the Jordan Brothers? Glad I lived this era. I will never be again. We have these great memories at the lake. Rock on, John Richard from Lebanon. From Rimfire, awesome, one of their most requested songs. From Mr. Herkiel, my life as a teenager was made so much better with the Jordan Brothers, my idols. Every Friday and Saturday at the lake and Sunday at Lakeside, so many memories, so much fun. Just recommend with Frank, just felt just like old times for this old lady, Frank Jordan. And then Friedman's, my name, he says, I'm still here. And Frank Smith says, I love this song as a teenager in Schuylkill County, PA. Betty Bressler says, love this song. If you could re-cue the song up again, please. The Jordan Brothers from John Rizzardi. The Jordan Brothers, what can I say? The lake, Lakeside. Great cars. It was a great night. I will remember these days, those days forever. It goes on. The best thing about being in high school in Frackville was going to Willow Lake every Friday night. It was magic. I wish young people now could experience it. Jordan Brothers have a piece of my heart. Most everybody's favorite slow dance at Willow Lake Saturday night dances. They still sound great. Another good one they wrote and sold to the Spencer Davis Group. Now we're talking about Give Me Some Lovin'. And it went high up on the charts. And Gerald Marazio. Anyway, I was just a teenager, but I remember it like it was yesterday. It makes me feel young and happy again. It's hard to read all these things, I'm telling you. My grandparents' wedding song, Give Me Some Lovin'. I got to see them celebrate their 50th last year. Jump here, Eddie and Frank, and the only two people in my family still in a relationship. That's love. Some of the best times of my high school memories. Friends, dancing, and such great times. The brothers were the best. Frank, that's you playing saxophone.
Yes, it is.
That's you playing saxophone in 1963 on Slow Gin.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what a day that was. And that was cut in Ricoard also, I think. You call it Ricoard, I think, guys. But, yeah, it was a great session. I think we were just a little confused. I wanted the guitar to stand out a lot more and back off so everything could be more even. Guitar seemed buried when I heard it. And then the sax come in and bam. So I was blamed for being like overstaging the one. Not really, not purposely.
Not Frank.
I wouldn't do that. But it just came out good enough where everybody was happy at our dances. It was a good dance tune.
Were you the music arranger? Did you arrange all the music?
Many a time I'd be doing some of that.
But all of you worked together, all the brothers.
Yeah, we did. And there was always maybe a disagreement here and there, but nothing really big. And we just sort of got along with just about.
Frank, I have to ask, was this the first released recording of the Jordan Brothers?
No, we did that earlier. It was called Send Me Your Picture.
Ah, thank you.
And that's what got us the contract and everything with Jamie.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you recorded at Ricoard, they never mixed it. It was done all at once.
It was mono. So if you made a mistake, you had to go back, take 18, take 19.
Yeah, but there were never overdubs, usually.
And Emil Corsa was the owner and the producer. He was an engineer. He was a great guy. Fantastic.
I've got to tell you about him. Just a quick story around the time when John Kennedy was assassinated. And it might be the gentleman you're talking about. He stopped the recording right there. Session stopped. And he said, I can't go on. Great guy. Yeah, didn't matter about anything. That was the end of that day. We had to come back and do it then. So.
Everybody cut it record. It was the greatest sound in Philadelphia.
Now, a year later, Frank, you recorded Gee Whiz. It was a cover, right?
It's a cover, right. Don't try and test my memory here.
That was The Innocents.
That's it.
Right. Yeah, from 1958-59. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we did that and a couple others, and we put it on a local label. And
Jordan label, right? Your
no,
Jordan
no,
label?
That was it was on a label out of Reading.
Ruby Records, Ruby.
Ruby, who got that? Thank you.
Bingo,
boy.
Gee Whiz, the
Eddie
Jordan
knows
Brothers.
All these records.
The Jordan and more.
You can't get wrong with Eddie.
Oh my God, you got that right. Excellent.
Dr. Savicki here, and every time I hear that song, I'm reminded of the genius of Billy Carlucci and the Essentials. His words are profound when we talk about our veterans and how important it is for you to be there, for you to be there. And many of us veterans on this important month remember the importance of prayer and permit Father and I to share with you Psalms 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to thy name, O Most High.
To declare the steadfast love in the morning and thy faithfulness by night.
To the music of the tune and the harp, to the melody of the lyre.
For thou, O Lord, hast made me glad by thy work. At the works of thy hands, I sing for you.
That is our prayer. Call 856-278-4042. I'll be there. God bless you all, veterans and families.
You know I can be found. Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
What a great show. The Jordan Brothers, Frank Jordan, my nephew Eddie Collins, and we're talking about Jordan Brothers hits and songs, and they recorded for Jamie Guyden, Ruby, a Jordan label, their own label. And I have a special guest on the air right now with us, Vinnie Martell of the Vanilla Fudge. And I saw Vinnie, Janine and I, and T. Morgan of OutsideFM.com saw the Vanilla Fudge 2 days ago, and they were not good. They were sensational. Vinny played guitar like... Listen, Vinny, he played guitar like butter. Carmen with the drums with a knockout, and Mark Stein on the organ. Vinny, welcome to WDB Radio, and say hello to the Jordan Brothers, to Frank Jordan.
How you doing, Vinny?
Hey, how you doing, Frank? How you doing, guys?
Just awesome. I'll tell you what, this is a pleasure for me because one of my favorite records that's been done by everybody, I think. I became a disc jockey, and I was playing it by some girl. I can't remember. Somebody, the Fox or something. Then somebody else came out of it. I think it was one of the Supremes did it. But your version was a knockout. I mean, it was heavy. And we were just starting to get into that type of music, and you guys just fit the bill right there. What a song. What a recording.
Thank you.
Frank, you know, Vinny, hold on one second. What I found out at the show, which I never knew, it was you who suggested to the fellas to slow the song down, and that's how you came up with You Keep Me Hanging
Keep
On.
Keep Hanging On.
By the Vanilla Fudge. Vinny, share that story.
Well, you know what? There's so many people trying to influence everybody back in those days, and everybody was doing everything. Go ahead, Vinny.
Well, basically, it was the Rascals and the Vagrants groups that were slowing down a lot of stuff. And we picked up that from them guys, and we decided to slow everything down, make it heavy. Excuse me.
Well,
Shadow, my throat.
What about Shadow Morton?
I love that song
great
when it's slow.
Listen, what a great producer this guy was.
Yeah.
He was able to get the most intense energy out of all of us in the studio, which was pretty hard because four guys going into four different directions.
Oh, I bet that was something. Well, I got to tell you one quick story about the song when it came out. It was slow, and it was a great dance record with your favorite gal. And there used to be a dance called The Grind.
Well, and it was what?
It was called, The Grind.
Oh, yeah.
You could take it from there. But
everybody used to do that.
Don't give that to Father Jim, that grind song.
So Father Jim, sorry.
Yeah, be careful now. Watch out.
I know what you mean, but it was fantastic for slow dancing. It was just one of the great records, and the drum roll and the whole thing. So, yeah, I got into that record real bad. I think I wore that other side playing, because playing that side, the other side came through.
That record was a magic record.
Now, Vinny, you were at the Sellersville Theater where I was to see you perform. You were in Annapolis yesterday. Where are you today?
Bayshore, Long Island. Bolton Center.
Okay. And
Bolton Center, Bayshore, Long Island.
And what about the rest of your gigs in the next couple of weeks?
Next gig, the Cutting Room, New York City.
Wow.
32nd Street,
That's
I believe.
That's a great place.
Bar is shaped like a Strat. Send the Stratocaster guitar. Like you got, Father Jim.
That's right. I have a Stratocaster. You're going to be the first one to play it.
I can't do too much talking. I'm still doing this coughing a little bit, so you got to excuse me.
Listen, Vinny, I thank you for being on the air. You were so kind to call in and to say hello to Frank Jordan and reminisce on his hit records and songs and his music and his life. You're a blessing. You're a blessing
great
to
stuff.
Us, and I know how much you love Jesus Christ as I do.
He's the reason for everything.
Everybody loves you, Vinny.
Everybody loves you. Thank you. My pleasure, Vinny.
You're sweet.
Keep it up.
Give my love to Mark. Give my love to Mark and Bruce, your manager, and to Carmen. Okay.
And Peg.
Will do.
Okay. Love you. God bless.
God bless.
Now, speaking of a guest on the show, I have Eddie Collins. Eddie is my nephew. Back in the early 60s, we went to Sound Plus Studios, and we cut a record called The Day Rock and Roll Dies. I sang on it. That's why it bombed. That's why it was never released.
And I laughed at the beginning. I was only a five-year-old kid. That's why I think I had part of why it bombed, too.
Well, you didn't have to sing. All you had to do was talk. Just like
believe it or not, the famous Lydells, Wizard of Love, backed me up on the song. How's that?
Oh, they're great, too.
I used to manage them. Absolutely.
You know, I think it was the title that killed you. Kids were crazy about rock and roll.
But you should hear the day the rock and roll will die, all teenagers then will cry for any singer that's ever crooned.
For anyone that's ever crooned, yeah.
What about how Ricky Fats Domino, too? No more King Elvis will croon for you. Bum, 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 bum. The day the rock and roll will die.
I'll buy it.
Back me up,
Father.
Here,
that's good. But
I'll buy it.
That's good. You're not on my next record. Janine's on my next record, and Dr. Vicky's got
anyway,
my next record.
I introduced in the studio my nephew, Eddie, who would like to talk. He became the historian, and he was at Frackville when they honored the Jordan brothers with a plaque. Like the Shenandoah has the Dorsey brothers. And Frackville has the Jordan brothers.
Well, thanks a lot, Brother Jim, because the Jordan brothers were such a big part of northeastern Pennsylvania rock and roll. And in 2010 is when we had a big shindig up there in Frackville.
Yes, we did. It was awesome. And thanks for all you did with that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the rural people got together. We put a plaque up on the outside of the building. Father Jim was there in attendance.
I was.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So we kind of dedicated that. And later on, we got a bigger project going. For many years, a lot of people said, we need a place where we can put all this memorabilia. We got to see more of the Jordan Brothers. And as I always say, the Jordan Brothers have legs. It's a group that has lasting power. So we built the Jordan Brothers Legacy Room. And that's in the Memorial Hall.
I can see you now, Eddie, with the tape measure.
I was up there.
Every picture had to be perfect.
We took a year in the planning stages. One week I'd say, Frank, well, who has the instruments, or where can we get pictures of this, that? And it took us a year to put it together, but it was so beautiful because on the day that it opened, 400 people were standing outside waiting to go into this Jordan
Brothers.
Billy
was there.
It was a wonderful time, and it stands up there.
You were there, Billy?
I was there.
How about that?
It was a big project. We worked on it hard.
We honored the Jordan Brothers, and I was so happy to be there because I produced that record, Gimme, Gimme Some Lovin'.
I didn't even know you were there. Yeah. How about that? I was there,
and
too.
And the B-sides were great, too, When I'm With
That's
Her.
That's right. Oh, yeah. When I'm With Her, great song,
You guys wrote that in 5 minutes, and Veneri.
We did.
We should mention Veneri, right? He was with you on all this. These projects.
Yeah, I worked a lot with Joey because he was a
local Philadelphia record producer.
No, he was in New York.
Oh, New York. Sorry.
Yep. And he was from Brighton Beach. He was one of the Tokens, the original Tokens, Joey.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
And he went to Mirror Sound. He was a tape boy, and he worked his way up, and he became an engineer at Mirror Sound.
Before we lose time, Eddie, share what you're doing in your life right now. You're on the air. You have your own podcast. What's the name of it? I understand you're working on a book.
Well, we've got a number of things coming.
Will I get one line in it? Just one line?
Number of things. Really hear
these. Well, Father Jim, I got to thank you because you put a needle in my arm, a photograph needle I was never able to get out for 62 years, you know? That's why I've been doing this, you know, as a musician, traveling on the road with the Drifters and playing with a lot of acts. Radio broadcasting, which was a big part of my life, and nowadays, of course, I got a little blog going on Facebook every day. You can open up. I'm talking about the things that happened, you know, in rock and roll history and things like that. My podcast, which you can check out, it's called Beyond Those Golden Grooves, and it's on Spotify. We've had Dee Dee Sharp on there, Strawberry Alarm Clock, Vinnie Martell was on there, and a lot of good things. And also, I've got a book coming out, too. I'm very excited about it. Father Jim, this is a passion.
Can you give the title of the book?
I don't know if I should. I might need a couple of prayers.
Okay. No, you know, I was on his podcast, and I got a lot of calls from this podcast. It was
The book is going to be called Sold My Soul for Rock and Roll.
Ah,
and I've worked on it for 4 years. It goes to the editor this week. He'll be going for my manuscript. We've got photos already selected and graphics team. So it'll be distributed by Kindle Publishing. And that'll be on Amazon, all the platforms there. So it should be in the fall that it's going to be released.
Now, listen, you skooks down there in Schuylkill Haven and Frackville and Shenandoah, give us a call, 888-329-3306. Where are you, Bobby Womer? I'm expecting you to call. Your group is here, the group you love so much. And he introduced the next song. This is one of the songs most listened to and most loved by Jordan Brothers fans.
Even off the CD. www.thejordanbrothers.com.
So give us more information. You don't have a book yet, though, do you?
You know, the
we're going to work on that with you. I'll help you put a book together.
The song ended up becoming the most reason for the CD becoming popular, besides Give Me Some Lovin'. That got the national acclaim. But Heart actually was done by a fellow in Harrisburg, Kenny Chandler.
That's right. And then you covered it and introduce it, Eddie.
Oh, wow. November 22nd, 1963, recorded the record, right? Let's listen to Heart. Jordan Brothers, right here on WWDB.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating, but her heart just ain't beating like you. Oh, heart, you gotta watch out now, or else she's gonna break in two.
Father Jim shared that you recently released a new CD. And while it's Christmas-oriented, let's listen to your composition of Love on Our Side.
Wow.
And why don't you share about this song, how you cut it?
It's a little off-season. I mean, I understand.
It's any season at all on the Father Jim Drucker Show. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Love on Our Side.
So share a little bit about it. We're going to segue right into it while you're talking about it.
Okay. I got into radio. Very exciting experience. And I got to a place called Spy 95. I just love saying it, Spy 95. Anyway, the guy that was my program director said, I have an uncle lives out in California, and he said, I'd like you to meet him. He's a record producer. And I said, boy, that'd be great, but I really want to impress him before I introduce you. Would we cut a record together? And I said, sounds great. So he and Billy Grabowski was part writer, me, and along with a fellow, great guy, give me his name, the PD.
Billy Carlucci.
Bill Grabowski was
Billy
the producer.
I think what's happening to me, I'm seeing what's going on. I want to see all this get in here because it's so interesting. But anyway, we got together, we cut the record. It's called Love on Our Side, which eventually became Cold Crackers Christmas.
And you have it available, correct?
I have it available on CD, www.thejordanbrothers.com.
Time of the year to be merry, a time full of laughter, a season of hope. So darling, don't you worry, 'cause our hearts will be warm, and with you in my arms, we'll ring in.
I would be remiss if I would not introduce Bobby Walmer, Walmer Garage in Pottsville, PA, when I was stationed at St. Joseph's. Bobby, say hello to the man that you love so much and his music, Frank Jordan. Bobby Walmer from Pottsville.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Great to hear a skook talk on this phone here. Hey, how are things back home?
Well, we run the Soapbox Derby in Pottsville, as you know.
Okay.
And our race is in 2 weeks.
Oh, so that's
great. We're
working
on the cars, and we were listening to you, and when Hart came on, I had a call.
I'm glad you did, boy. That makes me feel good that we're remembered that way, especially us and that song. It's just mesmerizing.
Down at the lake, I mean, well, the first time my wife and I danced, it was to that song.
Is that right? You know, I got a quick story. A lot of people come back after years and they go, boy, if it wasn't for you guys and that wonderful song, Heart, I'd never met that beautiful wife of mine. Then on the other side of the coin, they go, if it wasn't for you guys and that heart, I'd never married it. So there's always two sides to the story. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
Bobby, I love you so much. God bless
you. Thank
you. Love you too, Father.
God bless.
Thank you.
And now we're kicking right in. We're segueing right into a song written by Billy Carlucci, sung by my nephew, Eddie Collins. Let's bring up the level a little bit before we say goodbye. It's been great, Frank. I love you. Frank Jordan of the Jordan Brothers.
I love you, and I want everybody out there to know I am so pleased to be a part of your life, Father. Thank you so much.
And me as well. And my nephew, Eddie, I love you.
Glad to be here and seeing you. This is wonderful.
And good luck on your book.
Thank you.
And my love to Debbie and the family.
I will do it.
And by the way, your son, my nephew, great-nephew, is around the world with what group?
Eddie's touring with Anthrax. He's a stage manager and guitar tech.
And he's a great guitar player.
He sure is.
Billy Carlucci.
I love him. I love you. I love your son. He was really great.
Doc.
Eddie's a great
player. I love you too, Eddie. I love you, Frank. I love Janine more
Doc,
than anybody.
There's more love in this studio.
Your music is a hero to our veterans.
Jump in, Janine.
Doc,
over here,
I'm not sure
goodbye.
About, but I love
so
him
nice
anyway.
To get to talk
now,
to
next
you,
week,
so
next nice. Week we're so going nice. To be blessed because we only be, keep the music going. We next week we're going to have the phenomenal WOGL Rock and Roll Oldies. This jockey, Tommy McCarthy.
Yeah,
what do you
he's
think of
coming
that,
on,
Billy
my good friend. And we're listening to You Got Me Spellbound by Eddie Collins.
And Billy Carlucci.
Let's bring the music up. Tommy, we're looking forward to having you on next week. I love you. God bless you. Don't forget to listen to Father Jim Drucker's Rock and Roll Reveille every Saturday, 4 p.m. God bless. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Call us.
888-329-3306. Call us.